97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
My plan is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President. The question was, how are you going to pay for it?
Well, one of the things is I'm going to make sure that the richest among us who can afford it pay their fair share in taxes. It is not right that teachers and nurses and firefighters are paying a higher tax rate than billionaires and the biggest corporations. But I plan on making that fair.
But we're dealing with the real world here.
But the real world includes...
How are you going to get this through Congress?
You know, when you talk quietly with a lot of folks in Congress, they know exactly what I'm talking about because their constituents know exactly what I'm talking about. Their constituents are those firefighters and teachers and nurses.
Unbelievable. You got to give Bill Whitaker a little bit of credit for pushing back. Let me get to my guest, Terry Schilling, president of American Principles Project and a strategist. Terry, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. What do you think about Kamala's 60 Minute appearance yesterday?
You know, it's funny. That really is like a softball question, right? It's not that tough of a question. A tough question would be, you know, why did you let out all these convicted felons that went on to cause all this? This is, you know, all right, you have an aggressive plan. How are you going to pay for it? Can't even answer those questions. I think that we need more Kamala to be exposed to the American people. And if you do that, I think President Trump wins.
You know, Bill Whitaker, I'll give him credit where credit's due. I'm pretty hard on the mainstream media in this country. He came here a couple years ago and he did a real softball interview with our former circuit attorney, Kim Gardner. But in this case, he asked her some pretty hard questions and Tim Walz, and neither one of them stood up under the pressure very well, other than to say, well, I'm just a knucklehead. And he's like, well, you can be a knucklehead, but why should people believe they can believe anything you say?
No, that's exactly right. We have this weird thing in our American politics, which says that you have to be polite over honesty. Right. And that's not how things should be. You're not going to get a lot of great public policy outcomes. And these guys just are not used to having an honest grilling.
What kind of an impact do you think an interview like the one we saw play out on 60 Minutes with Kamala Harris could have in the last month before this election? The liberals just so loyal to her and they just hate Trump that much that it's not really going to move the needle? Or do you think we could see some people saying she's not competent, she doesn't have a plan to run this country?
Well, that's exactly right. To be clear, the country's pretty polarized. The vast majority of people are either in Trump's camp or Kamala's camp. The amount of swing voters is actually very small, but there is that group still is going to decide this election. But also, I think interviews like that hurt her with the swing voters that she needs to win in these key states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, North Carolina. Those are the most important states. But also, it doesn't have to be that they bring them over to voting for Trump. But if someone sees that their nominee that they would like to vote for over Trump is kind of a moron and or incompetent and not very smart, they might just not vote, right? And that's a plus one for Trump. So it's not just about bringing them over to voting for Trump, but maybe they stay home. Maybe they leave that line blank because they don't want to be part of electing Kamala.
Yeah, let's hope. Where do you see things standing this morning, Terry, when you look at this thing 1 month out? I mean, I see Donald Trump in a much better position polling-wise than he was in 2016 or 2020, for that matter.
I think that's exactly right. I have two words for this election. It's been this way for the last 2 months. Jump ball, right? This is a very tight race. Trump is closing the gap. He's even starting to – he came, I think, within 2 points of national polling of likely voters, which is a big deal. Republicans typically lose the national vote by 3 to 4 points, but they build a coalition of states to go over 270 in the Electoral College. I think he's pulling away in states like Pennsylvania and Arizona. And if he can close the deal in North Carolina and Georgia, I think this race is over.
Wow. And do you think this storm fallout with FEMA is having any sort of impact on, I mean, the administration is adamant that they're doing everything they can, but when you hear the interviews with people on the ground, there seem to be some questions about how FEMA has handled this thing so far.
Yeah, look, I think that this is going to have a major impact on the election there in North Carolina, the federal government's response. If they really need to do not just a good job, but a perfect job, right? Because word gets out. The best form of marketing and advertising is word of mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so sick of these guys in the legacy media pretending that everything's fine just because, oh, this governor over here said it's fine, and this elect, you know, mayor over here said it's fine. These are politicians. They lie to us. I'd rather trust the people on the ground more than anyone.
Yeah, I'm with you. Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you this morning. I think he's people are, I think they're waking up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I know I've watched the ads that Harris is running, like, when I was, what was I watching the other night? Was it one of the football, did I tune into one of the football games for a few minutes? And in a commercial break, there was a Kamala Harris ad. They're slickly produced. If you watched one, you might, if you're one of those people who's on the fence, you might think, oh, she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? If you're like that, do you just ignore all of the evidence that she can't answer questions?
The answer is yes. They absolutely
they
ignore all of that.
Just ignore it. You got to be blind not to look at that and say, this person, I wouldn't trust her to run my coffee shop, let alone the United States of America, for goodness sake. What are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know.
Get more at 971talk.com.